would never leave us or forsake us, God. You're the God. And we acknowledge all of those things today, Lord. On the 4th of July weekend, we believe, Lord, that you made the United States for such a time as this. And even all the stuff that's going on throughout the world, Lord, you made us to be a nation that is strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And God, I do believe that it is in God we trust that has made the United States of America a great nation, because we've trusted the God that had a Father and a Son and the Holy Spirit of God. We acknowledge you in this place today. We believe, Lord, that you're moving upon us in a Holy Ghost way, Lord. You're moving upon us, Lord, like we've never been moved upon before. Why not? And why not at this time? We thank you, Lord, for the touch of God in every aspect. We thank you for the praise and the worship and the adoration of the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team, man. I appreciate that. Fantastic. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy? All right, good, good. Everyone have a good weekend so far? Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get out of the pattern, and then you get into a new pattern. You want to stay there. I could have stayed at the lakes yesterday, and that was good. That was a good time. Hallelujah. Well, we have an opportunity to sow in to the, I know we have a small crowd here, but that's probably even more necessary than to sow into the kingdom for such a time as this. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we can bring our tithes, our offerings to the house of the Lord. I thank you for each person as they give, Lord, that you would be so honorable and so true to your word, Lord, that you would do what needs to be done in those realms. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You're making out a check. You make to the Community Church International. Hallelujah. Do you have something? Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Well, we're celebrating our, what birthday is it? Is it 244? All right. I suppose maybe in 6 years they'll be going for the 250th. Will be pretty exciting. This was pretty exciting, but really different. You know, were you kind of looking for a place to go and watch fireworks last night, or did you have some? Yeah. Huh? They were all over the place? Yeah, I didn't even try to. They did say that the private sector bought more fireworks this year than about anyone. They were a little concerned about their physical well-being when the private sector grabs a hold of. But I think back in the day, that's the way it was. We always had some. We'd buy firecrackers and different things. Well, happy 4th of July. Yeah, you can go ahead and turn Jake happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Independence Day. Hallelujah. Any testimonies this morning? Anyone have something that you're wanting to share? No one. Well, I was, I'm sorry, Danny. It isn't that I couldn't have seen you. I mean, any closer you'd.
I just want to praise God this morning for everything that He's done in our lives. You know, and my God always amazes me. He always amazes me with the things that He gives us, His provisions. You know, and ever since I started tithing, God has always provided above and beyond my wildest imaginations. He's constantly done that. You know, as most of you know, Lynn and I are spearheading a move to dig a well in Africa. It's in Dick's Village, I'll just put it that way. It's got a long name with it. But we are very close to reaching $10,000. Yeah. We're about, I think, about $2,000 away from that. And so I praise God, yes. You know, for his laying it on people's hearts to give in honor of my wife. And we believe that there's a miracle going to take place in Lynn's life, yeah. So that her, everything that she's lost, all of her memory, is going to be replaced.
Amen. We agree.
You know, and not only for Lynn, but Jacob, that his eyes, he's going to be able to see. You know, I believe in miracles because I've seen miracles in my life. And our God is big enough. He's big enough to accomplish anything in our lives. And he's small enough. He's small enough to take care of all of our wants and wishes. And so this morning, I thank God for his provisions.
Jeremy, you can go ahead. Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jeremy. I'm glad that you could get a hold of all them guys in such short notice. That was pretty good. That was fantastic, actually. Hallelujah. I was thinking about throughout our lives as people that live in a country like the United States of America, I think a person I considered very great. And, you know, being in the military did not give me a real big heart like I love America so much because I was in the military. And, of course, this is the time that we usually will honor those that gave up the ultimate price of losing their lives. And we seen it yesterday. We were in Erskine, and they had little plaques in the sidewalk going around, and about 20 flags, honoring the sacrifice, supreme sacrifice, that men and women had made. And I'm always thinking that America is anointed, and I say that in. I say that when I go to a ball game or something and we stand up and we say the national anthem or we sing the song, you know, it's just something about it. America's anointed. I believe that God placed his hand, anointing hand upon America. And if we will do what God tells us to do as a country, as a people, then the anointing will be upon America and probably any country that would do the same thing, because his word is eternal. It's an anointed word, and I believe that the United States of America can give all the credit to the God of heaven and earth. And I know that in the governments these days, they're trying to erase anything that has any history with United States or America, whether the men that were statues and we honored them, they're pulling them down and different things like that. But I really believe that, you know, even in history isn't perfect. But if God is in history, he can make it. That's how we get through history. And I was thinking about when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, they're really trying to get God out of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And I really believe that we need to understand that God is for us, and he wants us to understand that he is with us. And this 4th of July and the times that we get to spend together is because we live in a country like the United States of America. I drove 60 miles away and had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. The weather was beautiful. We've seen so many cloud formations yesterday. It was just unbelievable because it looked like it was going to storm, and it was fantastic. And I just see the goodness of God. And so when we say the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag, there, I really believe there's an anointing on it. When we sing these songs about America and the country we live in because God gave us this country, I believe there's a powerful anointing to break the yoke in anyone's life. And so today I just want to start, and if you want to, why don't we stand? That would be the appropriate, and we can say it together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you may be seated after that. But I was thinking the all. You know, no one is excluded. And, you know, people all over the world wants to come to America, you know, to visit and, if possible, to live here. And I really believe it is because we've trusted in someone outside of the natural force or a God that cannot do anything about the circumstance right now. We serve a right now God. Amen. He's right here. He's right now. When we prayed for Linda, I believe that there's a God right now, God, in the midst of us that can do something. Thinking about raising $10,000 for people, I cannot believe what it's going to look like. And when I would be standing there, when the first kids come running to the well, you know, washing in the well. Sometimes they have a Sunday. It's their wash day, and they'll come out and they'll just take baths out at the well. So I'm real excited about that. And, you know, that we had an opportunity to do that when water is so precious. And, you know, things are needing water for cleanliness and stuff. I think that God just said, you know, I'm still God. I'm here. And we get to be a part of it by bringing clean water to Africa, to Uganda. And so when we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, there's a movement right now to get rid of In God We Trust. I've noticed, I was reading a little bit on it, and I think it was 1954 is when that went in. It wasn't always that way, In God We Trust. But they added it to combat the communist regimes on the earth. And so the precedent went and passed In God We Trust. And so I thought that was pretty powerful that, you know, when our kids say that, they're coming against something that really is saying, hey, I don't believe in God. I think maybe the struggles with United States of America and everyone wants to come here, there's an anointing from God on that, but they want to take that away and say, this is just the way it is. This is America. This is how it is. The fact is, God did something very, very powerful for the nation. And when we made that decision, I believe it was the greatest and best decision we ever made, was In God We Trust. United States of America, we trust. When you get these guys and gals singing together, that is what they call harmony. You know, wow, that was so powerful. And I really believe that they come from every walk of life. They came from different, you've seen the cities and where they were coming from, but there was a powerful anointing on that. You know, and with their voices and with their hearts and with everything that is in them. You know, when I was in the armed forces, well, I believed that I was doing something, you know, good, but the depth year after year after year gets much more powerful as we realize what God actually has given us. I was thinking about the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the Lord's Prayer. And so when people would come, and if they were going to believe in the truths of the United States of America and was going to become a citizen, that they'd also learn the Lord's Prayer. Because when I was reading the Lord's Prayer, was one nation under God. And, you know, you have to find out the God that the United States believes in, one nation under God. And I started, so I just, I looked up the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, holy be his name, hallowed be his name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. And it kind of matched in with that one nation under God. But then we describe what this is going to look like. This one nation under God is going to look like. And I think the Lord's Prayer really lays out some great things. Is the Lord is holy. Our God is holy. This nation has been protected and guided, and sometimes it's certainly not perfect in every decision, I'm sure. But you know what? If you have a heart towards God, God will bring it through. And you know, he has testimony after testimony called the Word of God, that every time God spoke the Word, it was something about us as a nation or us as a people group or us as a person. And that's pretty cool, because God is so big that he is looking at the nation. And then what does God see in the nation today? You know, and I don't want to be going around bashing everything, because there's enough to bash, but the fact is, that's not God. This is God, the holy God in heaven, and it says that his kingdom comes, that is his, he's wanting his kingdom on this earth, and I'm pretty excited about that kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. So for the power and the glory forever and ever, amen. You know, 2 Corinthians 7:14 says this. Now going back and just thinking about the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, having them those two areas, if a person was coming into contact with joining or wanting to become a citizen of the United States, wouldn't they be two great scriptures? Well, the one isn't a scripture, but the scripture of the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, you know, it's about covered, you know, asking for forgiveness, doing, you know, just think about the nations of the earth. If we get into a role with them, you know, we don't come back, well, let's pray together. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. But how powerful would that be if you could have that type of unity in the world that we live in? And of course we don't, but those that do, this word is a word of the Lord. It says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and forgive them their sins and heal their land. Wow. You know, it's not in a position of, you know, we're the strongest, we have the greatest weapons, we have the greatest minds, our technology is way beyond anyone else. It's not all about that. It's about if my people would humble themselves and pray. And I was thinking that's so powerful. Lord, how can we do what we're supposed to do? Well, we can humble ourselves, and we can pray, and we can seek his face. You know, I'm thinking when the song was being played, those folks, they were tuning in to something that was very, very precious to them. They were picking up the anointing that could break the yoke. I know when they were singing it, man, it about took me to, tears. It's the anointing of God when you get unity together, people unified together or in harmony, and we talked about that last week. We harmonize with the Holy Spirit and things start changing all around us. Amen? But really what we've entered into is the harmony of God. God wants us to step out of where we cannot find that into who he is, what he wants to accomplish in our lives. 1 John says it like this. If you confess if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You know, the Bible teaches us that Jesus came to the earth and he gave up his life to break the power of death and sin, or let's go sin and death. Sin is a problem on the earth. You know, that's just a problem, and it's a problem with mankind. But if we could take a look at the solution, instead of saying, okay, someone comes over to this country and says, well, this is the way we're going to do it. No, this isn't the way we're going to do it. This is the way we're going to do it. And if you disagree with that, well, then I don't think I'm going to have you on the team, sign you up as citizenship, and you can call that whatever you want to. But I think that if you're going to bring harmony, you're going to need to know what harmony and how it's going to come. And I really believe that it'll come by you believing in the Word of God with all your heart and becoming a heart person towards God, not a heart person towards the church or towards whatever. You're a heart person towards God. And that's when sometimes you listen to on radio and all of a sudden a song grabs you. It's because God's involved in it, and he's touching your heart and changing you. So, and I like this too. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You know, you start thinking about being righteous. Being righteous is being right. But being right is not always like you have to do everything perfectly. It's God's purifying us from our sins, from our sin life. Initially, man, the first month I thought I'd been cleaned out. The house was almost empty after he got done with showing me what sin actually was in a greater degree. It was very, very good. And he wants to purify us and take away all unrighteousness. And is he able to do that? I think he's very capable and able to do that. All right, in James 5:16 it says, therefore, confess your sins. Okay, here this word comes again. Therefore, confess your sins. You know, I think that humility and just looking at the scripture, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Wicked sin. Sounds like we're going to, you know, this is a deal. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive them their sins and heal their land. You know, I believe humility, coming into that place and just saying, hey, you know what? God, I need you. I need you to bring me to where I'm supposed to be, and it'll be great to each other. Therefore, confess your sins to each other, for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Are you a righteous person? Would you consider yourself a righteous person? You know, most of the time when you're going, well, it was yesterday or last week, or it isn't about yesterday or last week. God, through his perfect sacrifice, made us righteous. And so so the sin issue is an issue that you get rid of. You know, like if you sinned against your brother or sister, which that could happen about every day, you know, or wife and husband, you know, and if you do it, what happens, it brings back the unity again, it brings back the righteousness in it, because you know, if it's you know, and you go, okay, I'll do this. So for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So you are very powerful. Like Brother Steve would say, you are very dangerous if you walk in righteousness. Amen. And you know what? This isn't the way of the world, is it? I mean, if you listen to, I was without TV for about 2-3 weeks, and I said so I couldn't watch Fox News, and I was going like this, having a, so I got Fox News back, and it didn't help me too much because it was about the same news that was 2 weeks ago. But, you know, we need to take a look at what God's saying on the earth today. And the independence is in Him. In God we trust. When we trust in God, man, I tell you what, there's nothing. There's nothing that is impossible. Danny, I'm sure that when you come up with this thought about $10,000 in the well, and I'm always trying to deal with it. You know, kind of the art of the deal. I wouldn't doubt Trump would try to take her down about $5,000. She got the best deal. You know, I think that we have to be people of the truth. And that's not always easy because there's so much lies out there that they will continue to lie, the lie, the lie. But how about being a person of the truth? And that doesn't make you righteous. That's just that you know the truth. Okay, in Psalms, the Lord is near to all who calls on Him, to all that calls on the truth. Okay, today we're really kind of embarking on the truth because we're talking about Independence Day, we're talking about Independence Weekend, we're talking about the nation that needs to call upon the name of the Lord, especially at this time. You know, when we have oppositions in the government trying to get rid of in God we trust and one nation under God, it's time to pray, because the prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and very effective. So you say, well, my prayers, oh yeah, your prayers are important. Your prayers are powerful. They're effective. You say, well, I'm only one person. Yeah, but in the Bible, many times it was only one person doing the praying, and he changed or she changed the whole thing. Amen. How about Esther? When Esther went to prayer, fasting, changed the whole circumstance, saved a nation. One person that was called of God, and of course she had a team, but she was called of God, and she come into the harmony of the Lord Jesus Christ to save a nation. How powerful is that? And she was just a little slave girl, and then she becomes the most powerful thing on the earth. Isn't that powerful? I love that. So we have to remember that the Lord is near to all who call. And I was, again, I've noticed in the area of all, like with liberty and justice for all. You know what? God would not turn down one soul. He would not turn down one person. I don't care what nationality, what color of their skin, wherever they're at, God would not turn them down. It's for all. And so when we say all, when we say that a nation that will judge fairly according to the word of God is for all. You know, I love that. Yes. Yeah. And you know, we get into roles with nationalities and color of skin and all that stuff, but the fact is, all is still all. And I've noticed that when they said that all had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we didn't come in with righteousness, but we left with righteousness because we asked for forgiveness. And then we asked our brothers and sisters for forgiveness. And then we asked, well, first of all, God and brothers and sisters, and sometimes maybe just ourselves, that we have to be forgiven. You know, I've felt like that with God when you go there and you know that you're not standing up to the standard that He set. It's a good thing to say, God, forgive me. That's a good thing. Isaiah 64:8 says, but now, O Lord, You are my Father. We are the clay, and You are the potter. We are all the work of Your hand. Wow. God made you. and he's our Father. So when we say in God we trust, really we're saying in God or in Father we trust. And I think it, like, if we could have brought that across, what this means. Now, what you're going to have persecution, you're going to have the enemy wanting to shut down in God we trust, you know, one nation under God. We're going to have that. But I believe that in righteousness, God's wanting us to stand up and pray. I don't think our gun lobbyists are going to do the deal, even if I like to have some guns around the I don't think that's my redeemer. God sent a redeemer named Jesus Christ, and he's very capable of taking care of everything. Amen? So he's made us. We are his clay. How are you doing? How are you feeling each year that that he keeps on fashioning and forming us? You know, if you break the pot, then pots shattered, that's not a good thing. But God, I really believe that he's the God that can form us and continue. And then another avenue in our life, as we go from a baby to a young man or woman and into adulthood, that's like he's on the potter's wheel and he's turning. And you can see it in your kids, don't you? I mean, as they're growing, you know, some were 3.5 feet tall, now they're 5.5 feet tall. You say, what happened? Well, the potter's doing the work to make us. He said, we are all the work of you, yours. So I just, on this Independence weekend, I want you to be so encouraged that God is wanting to do something that would supersede anything that we possibly could even dream up. And I think the words are pretty simple. Again, in John 8:36, it says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free. And you'll be indeedly free. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand? Father, we thank you for this service, this time that you prepared for us, God. We believe, Lord, that the anointing of God is here. We believe, Lord, that we can't add anything more or less to the anointing. Jeremy, could you play that? Could we play that one more time right at the end? That song, I'd appreciate it. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness in this city. Your goodness to other churches, your goodness in our state and our nation. We pray for our president. We thank you for our president, for all of the godly things that he stood up. What? He doesn't have to be president, or he could be Donald Trump, the movie star. But you know what? When they stand up for righteousness, when they stand up for holiness, when they stand up for the Word of God, when they stand against sin issues that are just blatant sin issues, then you have to stand up and you have to be the man of God, the woman of God, to say, we're not going to be going that direction anytime soon. And we're not agreeing with you or for you. So all we have to figure out is what is righteousness of God and what is righteousness of man, always trying to do the things that he can do in that. So, Father, we thank you again for this time. And as we sing this song, Lord, that some area, Lord, that you'd shoot the arrows of conviction and the Holy Spirit into our life as each one of these people gathered from all over the nation and made a tribute to the Lord and to the nation that we live in. And we give you the glory and the honor for it. Jeremy, go ahead.